It's not a midlife crisis, it's a midlife career pivot experiment called Fork in the Road. And I'm the human guinea pig, Andy Marshall, who's got the gall to attempt to have a successful career doing work I love, creative work, and throw that notion of a starving artist out the window. Then take the elevator down to the ground floor and jump on it some more. And I'm going to keep doing this every day on the podcast. So let's go.
So how do you promote your art? Michael Worf says, I send physical, not email, newsletters to past customers.
So the good old-fashioned paper newsletter posted in an envelope to the person's address. Who would have thought? That's just such an amazing idea, really, in an age where people's emails are bombarded by junk and spam and things that just get deleted and deleted and deleted. I think sending something to someone's address has a real personal touch now, because I know personally I hate going to the mailbox, and I hate what I pull out of my mailbox, because it's always bills and stuff from politicians and stuff from the local hardware store and things like that. But to get something in the mail that you actually want, I think, is something special. And buying physical newsletter that you're sending to your audience, your fans of your artwork, I think that it can be almost tailored. I mean, the most amazing thing to get would be something handwritten, maybe a postcard handwritten to your clients or fans or followers or whatever you want to call them. Just saying thank you for following my work and staying in touch and keeping that personal feel throughout the whole communication. Because I know in a lot of marketing things, when people talk about filling up your funnel and all other kinds of gross suggestions like that, is that rather than attract cold clients to your work, because, you know, a cold client is a hard client to get. You've got to convince them from 0 to 100. But from someone who's already purchased your work, has already shown an interest, if you nurture those people from the moment of them buying your work to just keeping an open line of contact continuously with them, not harassing them, just letting them know what you're doing, where your art's going, what you're creating, where they can find your work online if they do want to go online. And it just adds that personal touch, and I think it's highly overlooked. I mean, just a kind of casual search on the internet. Did that word just pop up? On a casual search online, you will, when you put in for like mailing list marketing, you'll discover that all of the mailing lists aren't actual mailing lists. It's all about email lists. No one ever sends anything in the mail anymore. So I think if you want to stand out, you want to be original, you want to make your clients, your fans, your followers feel special, then send them something special. I mean, even, you know, in the mail, you could send them stickers, you could send them postcards, you could send them all kinds of paraphernalia that can go in an envelope, just as a way of saying thank you for being there in the past. And, you know, with no expectation of a future, but just wanting to kind of make someone's day. You want to put something in the mail and give them to them, not to sell to them. That's my kid playing with Lego. You don't want to sell to them. You want to just make their day. And, you know, if you can make their day once a month throughout the year, then maybe they might want to make your day as well. So I think that suggestion from Michael Worth at Worth Studios is a brilliant suggestion. And as soon as I have more than one client, I should be sending that one client, Rob for Elijah and Crumpet, and Elijah, get prepared for something in the mail. It'll probably be something of yours, because that's all I've had time to create is stuff of yours. So that doesn't really make any sense anyway, because it's all yours already anyway. But for some artists, this could work, and I think it's a great idea. And as soon as I get in a position where I've got a whole bunch of my stuff created and stickers and things that I can put out there, I'll be sending them out to the followers, the fans, those people who are just interested in your stuff.
And that just about wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to start talking, I'd love you to leave me a voice message. All you have to do is tap the link at the bottom of the podcast description, and you'll be able to leave me a 1-minute message there. It could be a question, your thoughts, praise, outrage. I don't care. I just want the attention. And I'll play the message back on the show, and I'll catch you tomorrow at the fork in the road.